singer, songwriter, storyteller. But one song on that CD stood out. The title of it is this. It's Bury Your Heart in Wounded Me. Wounded Me. Okay? So I listened to that a whole bunch of times. I couldn't stop crying, which is true. So I called her and said, you know, the Lord's speaking to me about this song. And I got permission from her to change genders, not change genders, but you know, the song is about a woman. Yeah, well, yeah.
We don't do that here.
Yeah. So I'm not singing, by the way. Relax. But we're going to talk about it. So it's a man and not a woman. Change genders. To embellish a bit, add, and to fit me. And other heart thoughts from me as well. From her music, I took a word here, a thought there, and put some stuff together. As I began to do that, I came up with a story. Now, is the story true? It's truthful in that I've heard versions of this story over the years from several people. Okay, so it's truthful. It's about a divine appointment. And what I'm doing, I've never done this before. So if this is your first time, please try me again later. I'm doing a one-person drama. I've never done it before in my life. And as I wrote it, something else happened. It came out in rhyme. When, you know, in high school, I got D minuses in poetry classes. I couldn't write poems. This came out in poetry. It may not be me, okay? This is my first time. It's risky. I had a really good message planned for today, some other time. But in it, for me, it has made me see some of the depth of Passover. I hope you'll see it as well. That's my prayer. So let's all stand. See, I get to say it. And we'll pray. And I'm going to tell you a story. Thank you, Lord, that Yeshua talked in simple stories that people could visualize and see and relate to about people, places, animals, and farms. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds today that we might see your heart and understand Passover at a deeper level. Without all the framework of this is the right way to do this and this, I pray we would see your heart in this holiday. I pray you would speak to us this morning in Yeshua's name. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, something else that's different today is that, remember I mentioned if you're married or not, if you're born again or not, there was a reason. Okay, I've been giving an invitation at the end of the messages recently. Seems to work. My invitation, though, today is during the message, not at the end. If the Lord speaks to you, and you know you're not saved, and you say, I want to be saved right now, just get up from your seat while I'm talking and go over there, and elders will go with you and pray with you. If that happens, that's my prayer, because at the end we're not doing it today. So, I need to be by a door so I can run away if I need to, okay. I've never done this. Teaching I can do, I don't know about this. Okay, the scene is in a bar. Okay, it's in a bar at closing time. It's an encounter with two people, and I just pray I can do this. Okay, I pray I can do it. In fact, before we start, a couple of you pray for me, please. Go ahead, one or two, three.
Father God, I just pray your anointing on Bob right now. I pray that you would bless him with creativity. I pray that you would bless him, Father God, with your ability to teach and to lead through this story poem that you have given him. I just pray, Father God, that you would give him an extra measure of confidence right now. Yeshua's name. Measure of shalom that surpasses all understanding.
Birth into his own heart, and may it be ours as well, Lord, as in your name, the sign of your heart. Lord God, may the words that you have given fall close to me.
Amen. Yeah.
One word, love. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I took a part of her title for the song that inspired me in this, and just entitled it, Bury Your Heart. And if I stop, I'm not done yet, but I have to gather my whatever, because this is hard for me. The bar at closing time. I was passed out and flat busted. Didn't hear the last call sound. And my designated driver didn't bother to stick around. It took all my strength to lift my head, to try to find my keys. When a hazy-looking stranger came and sat down next to me, he was clearly out of focus. And I nursed down my last gin. I could tell that he'd known some sorrows by the way he drank mine in. Then he said, I love you, man. And he got right in my space. I almost said, hit the road. But he really wasn't out of place. You see, I was hungry for love to fill my empty heart. But the void is so big and deep that I can't even start. Is there someone, anyone, who could actually love me? Maybe he knew of a love that could set my spirit free. Because I would bury my heart in this kind of love, but I need a guarantee. As we talked there on those bar stools, so much pain and time to kill. The hours seemed like moments, and the clock actually stood still. How do you do that? The more I poured out my heart and opened up my soul, the more it seemed he had a way to heal and to make it whole. He talked about his children. He wore each one on his face. He told me how their broken lives had brought him to this place. Their lives were filled with hurt and pain. Wrong choices brought much sorrow. And sometimes they were so depressed, they can't even face tomorrow. They were wounded in grief, as was he. And the more he talked of them, the more they sounded like me. He said, you know, it seems a father's day is never really done because sometimes I must leave the 99 and go find the one. I heard that somewhere before, but no one ever came. My life is in ruin, and he didn't even ask me my name. No one ever talked to me of a love that sets one free. That's why I've got to have a guarantee. Well, I asked, do you come here often? He said, as often as I need to find and heal those souls who are wounded like me. He said to me, surely there is someone who would give their life for you. And as his face came into focus, I said, I believe I do. I believe it's you. Then I looked deep into his eyes, and I saw thousands there with broken hearts and broken lives. Some had scars and wounds so deep, even holes and gashes that made me weep. But I hadn't noticed his until he took my hand and said, "My son, now do you understand?" It was then I saw the nail prints in his hands, and tears ran down his face. And he said, "You know, it was me who led you to this place. After years of your running and dreams all falling through, today I came so I could find you." So, you're hungry for something to fill your soul with some kind of guarantee? Well, if you need a love that can set you free, bury your heart in wounded me, because I am the love that can set you free, if you'll only bury your heart in wounded me. As my tears began to flow, and I felt his gentle touch, his voice was kind and said, "You know, I've forgiven you much." He said, "Won't you come home into the arms of your loving father, whose heart cried for you, where most people just say, 'Don't even bother.' I am the love that can set you free, if only you'll bury your heart in wounded me." He said, "I paid the price. Please invite me in. My miracle is that you'll be born again." As I opened my heart, suddenly warmth all around. I felt free from sin, and grace did abound. He stood up to leave, turned, and called me by name, "Bob Black." And I heard his tender voice say, "Oh, just one more thing that I ask you today. Follow me, because I have plans, people, and places where you need to be. Go and tell others that they too can be free, because I'm going to send you to mend broken hearts and turn souls from wrongs, teaching them to worship and singing me in their songs, with a message from me that'll set them free." I shouted, "I can't. It would take so long." Then smiling, he said, "Okay, I'll come along. In fact, I'll never leave you or fail you. My love has no end. I promise to go with you, and I'll be your best friend. You see, with these wounds, I bought you. But you were well worth the price. But now you belong to me. So start being nice." "By the way, I have a gift for you. It's that guarantee. Life forever, eternal, with me." And so, I've never looked back or regretted those days, because I began an adventure that changed all my ways. Now I know love, and the greatest of joys is to share him with others and watch them rejoice. I was nothing without him, but now I have worth, because I know the love that has brought new birth. He offers to you that gift as well. But if you turn him down, you'll go to hell. I've been wanting to say that for a long time around here, okay? It's true. Heaven's my home, And he's prepared a place. But best of all, I'll behold his face. The Lamb has come. The Lion, he's now. As King, will soon reign, wiping all tears and dissolving all pain. I still hear his voice. My dreams have come true. And a bonus is he's given me friends like you. He's at your door knocking. So invite him in. There's not much time left. Don't let the devil win. Take his gift. He paid the price. He gives forgiveness and new life. He said, I provided the way. It's only through me. And the door is open today. You're invited to my supper. My table is set. And it's about to begin. And there's a place for you yet. The wine is kosher. And blessings abound. I made it myself for friends all around. And I hope to see you there. You know, I smile a lot because with my heart I now sing. And I confess to all of you that I'm in love with my King. And for the rest of my life, even in death, I will cling to those words that gripped my soul and made me whole. He said, I am the love that will set you free. So come, Bob Black, and bury your heart in wounded me. You can trust me because I give a guarantee. But in return, please, please do this in remembrance of me. And that's Passover. For the benediction, I'd like you to stand. It's from the book of Hebrews. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Yeshua from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Yeshua HaMashiach, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, I pray that this Passover we would experience a touch from you and that we in turn would touch someone who needs the things we've heard about today. We know who it is. I pray we will introduce him to those who need to know. I thank you that you use improbable people. Lord, here we are. Hineni, use us. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Thank you.